The Rashba writes in the very end of Torah Sabayis, the end of Bayis Zayin Shar Zayin, the second to last halacha in the Torah Sabayis. Nashim shitzovos yidei lenoi, women who dye their hands for decorative purposes. Mistabr she'eno chotzeitz. Mistabr that does not constitute a chatzitza. Denoi hu lehen ve'enan makpidos lahasiran. It's considered lenoi, and they are not makpid to remove it. Adarabba rotzos hein mikiyumo. Not only are they not makpid to remove it, they dafka want it there. That's why they put it there in the first place. The ode. The leka ella chazusa ba'alma. The ode plus, it is only chazusa ba'alma. The dye is no mamashus. It's only chazusa. It has appearance, but there's no mamashus to the dye. And then the Rashba writes, v'nashim halalu shemalachtan litzvava, the women who are professional dyers, mistabrish eina tzeva hu chotzeitz. The kol shemalach bekach eina makpedes. Whomever is engaged in such activities professionally is presumed to be not makpid. Okay, so Rashba has 2 points. Women who dye their hands lenoi is not a chatzitza because it's lenoi. The od is only chazusa ba'alma. And then he says, women who are professional dyers, it is not a chatzitza because malach ben lekach and eina makpedes. So there's a major machlokas achronim, machlokas aposkim, which we'll see is probably machlokas rishonim, how to understand the Rashba and the other rishonim who have this halacha. Are these two independent reasons of noi and chazusa, that if you have something which is lenoi, even if there is mamashus, or if you have something that has no mamashus, even if it's not lenoi, is that enough of a reason to render it not a chatzitza? Or do you need both reasons in tandem? Do you need both the fact that it's lenoi and the fact that it is l'chazusa ba'alma without mamashus? Yeah.
The chiddush of the women who are professional dyers, is that even if getting on their hand, not lenoi necessarily.
So I think the way to understand, and we'll see the other rishonim that elaborate more, but in that citation of the Rashba that I just read, I think the simplest way to understand it is that women who are malachim lekach, that's the equivalent of lenoi. Right? If you have something for decorative purposes, that makes it not makbid. Even if it's not decorative, but that's your profession and you would never, in the normal course of events, feel a need to remove it, that's the functional halachic equivalent of lenoi. That's the need, don't you? We're talking about dye. Nashim shetzovas yidein lenoi. So if it's lenoi, then that's an exclusion of eina makbid. And even if it's not lenoi, but if that's their profession, that's the same exclusion of eina makbid. I think that's the simplest way of reading the flow of the Rashba. So there might be a slight mashmaos here, that the Va'od is saying the first reason is enough in and of itself. Noi is enough in and of itself, but moreover, even better, it's only l'chazusa ba'alma. But we'll see more clearly in other Rishonim. So that is the relatively terse formulation of the Rashba here in Torah Sabayis. If you look in, quoting here in the Beis Yosef, if you look in the Rashba in the Tshuvas HaMiuchasos, Simen Kuf Kaf Dalet, he references what he writes in Torah Sabayis and has a much more expansive formulation. It sounds like this actually appeared in the Rashba's own version of Torah Sabayis, even though it doesn't appear in ours. So there, he writes the following, addressing a similar question, that women living in Arab lands have the practice of dyeing their hands with some kind of dye. Does it constitute a chatzitza? And apparently there are different practices in different communities whether to treat that as a chatzitza. So the Rashba answers, it is not a chatzitza. He says, it's analogous to a begat tzavua. If you have a colored garment We don't view the color on the garment as something external to the garment. We view it as part of the garment. It doesn't constitute a chatzitza. See here too, as well. Just like we find that the paroches was subject to tevila if it became tameh. The paroches contains tchelas, viargama, and telashtini, etc. But that's part of the paroches. That's one unit. It doesn't. It's not viewed as something external to the actual paroches. Parenthetically, the Tashbeit, Chela Gimel, I think it's Simon Pei Zion, I think the Shari Tfila points this out. The Tashbeit seems to be bothered by the following question, which is, maybe the Parochas just exerts a kasef. That's how you have to make the Parochas. That how can you learn from the Parochas to anything else? Okay, so be that as it may. Another Rashba writes, the ein doma lichsav shechoseitz is not analogous to writing or to ink, which is koseitz, shemamasher shel dio bichsav. Because when you have ink, so the ink has mamashes. Definitely the old ink had more mamashes than what you get from a big pen. So ink is different. Ink has mamashes. The chain hanashim shemalachtim litzvoa, those women that have the practice of or the profession of dying, yera eli she'ein oso tseva sha'al yadein chotzeitz. So that dye on their hands is not chotzeitz. Minatam zeh she'ein mamasho shel tseva ela mariso shel tseva. That dye has no mamashos. It's simply chazusa. It's simply the appearance. The ode. And number two, if that is her profession, then she's not going to be makpid. So there might be a slight mashmos here. Again, he said, "Ein doma lichsav shechotet shamamasha shel dio bichsav." And then again, he says, "Ein mamasha shel tseva." There may be a slight mashmos that if there is mamashos, then it could be chotzeitz even if you're not makpid. But I don't think that's bachreach. So for our purposes, the Rashba has two halachas here. Number one, a situation where there's dayuz lenoi. Number two, a situation of melachta mekach. And then it's questionable from the Lashon of Rashba himself, whether the reason of Noi stands independent of the reason of Chazusa. The Me'iri seems to be Mefurish, if you put two Me'iris together, that each of these reasons stand on their own. If you look first in the Me'iri on Mishnayis Mikvos, Perek Tes Mishnah Beis, which in the printed annotated version of the Me'iri appears on page 99. So the Me'iri there writes, he's first talking about dye on fingers. Ein hatseva shebehem chatzitza afilu hayu bo ktsas mamashes. So the dye on fingers does not constitute a chatzitza, even if there is some mamashes. V'chein hanashim shetzovos gabos einehen lenoi, and similarly the women that dye their eyebrows for decorative purposes, hoyel ulenoi hu einan makpidas. Since it's lenoi, they're not makpid. Adarabba rotos b'kiyumo, as the Rashba says, they daf go out of there. The kol shekein in ein shama mashus. She'enu elamar levad. And kosher kain if there's no mamashes. Right? So that sounds pretty clear. The reason of noi is sufficient. If it's lenoi, they're not makbid. And kosher kain even better if there's no mamashes. But it sounds like even if there was mamashes, noi is sufficient reason to render it eno chotzeis. Okay, you agree with that reading? Noi is sufficient. The kosher kain, even better, in ein shama mashes, then that's tosefes. but noy itself would be enough to render it not a chatzitza. What about the other direction? What if it's chazusa ba'alma but not lenoy? So there's a little mashmalus in the Me'iri we just read, but it's clear in the Me'iri Anita. The Me'iri we just read started with a line about the finger dye. Ein atzeva shebehen chatzitza afilu hayu b'ksas mamashis. It doesn't come through the chatzitza even if there is a little mamashis. Okay, I take that back. I'm not necessarily much about them there. But if you look at the Me'iri in Nida, in what was our sugya the last time we looked at a Gemara in Nida, on Thamuf Lavam and Beis, and the Me'iri there is discussing the same issue as the Rashba pretty much, and he writes, Mikan yesh lochosh v'mashak asavnu v'inyan atzeba. So talking about dye, that people in general are makpid. Skipping a little bit. Ela sheyesh lahakel mitzad acher she'eino ela chazus avalma. Even though people are makpid, you can still be makel because it's only lechazus avalma. So there you see in the other direction, even though it's not necessarily noy, or at least people are makbid, nevertheless, the fact that it's chazusa v'alma, the fact that there's no mamashas, is enough to render it not a chatzitza. So if you put these two me'iris together, the me'iri in Mikvos and the me'iri in Nida, you have both sides of the coin, that chazusa without noi and noi without chazusa are both independent reasons to render something not a chatzitza. So far so good? Okay, there is a Tshuvas HaRambam, which Rav Avadya quotes here in the Taras Sabayis on page Kuf Aleph, and the Shari Tfila quotes it as well. Tshuvas HaRambam in Anam Per Hador, a different collection of Tshuvas HaRambam, Yerushalayim Tafei Tzadi Dalit, Simon Kuf Lamentes, but you'll probably find it more easily looking here than trying to find the original. So the shaila was Yilandeinu Rabbeinu Ha'isha Shetzava Yada Bitzvayim Shanashim Osa. So a woman who dyes her hands with whatever dye they used, Ha'yichashiv Zeh Chatzitza L'manam and Atfilalo, does that constitute a chatzitza? Tshuva Ha'tzavayim Hamishanim Givan Ha'ur Levad. Those colors, those dyes that change the shade of the skin, the ein lo guf gavoa me'or, and doesn't rise above the skin, meaning there's no mamashas, eino chotetz. So if there's no mamashas, it's not chotetz. Mashma, that if there is mamashas, it would be chotetz, even though we're talking about something that is lenoy. Right, the Rambam says if there's no mamashis, it's not chotetz. Mashma that is, then it is chotetz even if it is lenoy.
Even if there's mamashis, that's still on the same level as the skin. Is that that's for sure out ruling it out?
Well, again, if it's on the same level as skin, that's not mamashis.
But that's the
that's the terminology. Right. If it's something that has a tangible existence, yeah.
Also, just to clarify, but lenoy specifically means that I'm never gonna. I always want it to be here in lenoy. Like, you know, when it's done, I don't know if it's month. You know, when it's done, I wanna. Like, because even if it's currently lenoy,
right.
At some point, I don't want it.
Okay, good. So we'll address that a little bit moving forward. Okay, so that which seems to be an open interpretation of the Rashba, and maybe Machlokas, the Me'iri, and Tshuvas HaRambam, if you want to put it that way, is debate here among the Achronim on this Sif in Shulchan Aruch. Sif Yitzayin, Mechaber writes, Tseva Shetzovas Hanashim Al Pneyem, the Yedeyem, the Sar Roshan, Eino Chotzeit, doesn't explain why, the Chayin Mishu Tzaba, the other Tzvuas Eino Chotzeit, and the professional dyer also is Eino Chotzeit. The Bach here on the tour asks the following question. Why is it that when it comes to the sin of Tseva, we consider it Eino Chotzeitz, but the earlier din that we saw in Seif Ches of Kechol, that Kechol Shechutz La'ayin, Rouge, which is outside of the eye, does consider the Chotzeitz? So what is the difference between the tseva here on the skin, or on the hair, that does not constitute the chatzitza, and the rouge on the outside of the eye, that does constitute a chatzitza? So Bach answers that the case of kechol, outside the eye, that constitutes a chatzitza, is talking about where there is mamashis. So our case of tseva is where there is no mamashis, and the case of kechol that constitutes a chatzitza is where there is mamashis. It sounds like the Bach understands, even if there is mamashis, even if it's lanoi, that could still constitute a chatzitza. Meaning noi in and of itself would not be a sufficient reason to render something not a chatzitza. Sidri Tara here, Sivkatu Lama Gimel. Sidri Tara, Sivkatu Lama Gimel points out that the simple reading of the Taz here in Sivkatu Yizayin assumes that either reason may be sufficient. The Taz, quoting from the Beis Yosef, quoting from the Rokeach, Sivkatu Yizayin here, Nira im Isha Naga Biyora O Bikadera, the woman touches a pot, a cauldron, Vinis pachma bebasar ma'at, and then there's some soot or some black that gets on her skin. Ze'eno kepeda, afapisha ma'at nidbak bebasar. So even though a little bit of the black from the pot gets on her skin, that's not considered a kepeda. So says the Taz. Umitam zed danti lahatir beisha shetavla. So women went to the mikvah, and then she discovered that there's some black adhesion, which was a result of coming in contact with the blackened walls of the mikvah, or of the Beis Hamerechatz. So the Taz says, since that's only lichluchis ba'alma, there's no mamashis, so that does not constitute a chatzitza. Meaning, even though that's clearly not lenoi, the opposite, but the fact that there's no mamashis, in and of itself, is sufficient reason to render something not a chatzitza. That is a simple reading of the Taz. And the Sidri Tara argues, and the Sidri Tara assumes, that you need both reasons. That in order to be Mako, you need for it to be both Lanoi and Chazusa Ba'alma. Sidri Tara does acknowledge, if it's in a Maka Mechusa, a place in the body that's normally covered, so then there's more reason to be Mako that's anyway Eino Makbid. If it's Chazusa Ba'alma. But in principle, the Tzidri Tara thinks that you need both reasons to be at play. Okay. Rav Avadya thinks that the simple reading of the Shulchan Aruch is that Noi is sufficient of itself because there's no qualification that it has to be L'chazusa Ba'alma. That's not the Hechrech. Okay, so again, Bach and Sidrei Tara seem to be machmir, that you need both reasons to be at play. The Taz is makel, that one reason would be sufficient. The Chachmas Adam as well is makel. Chachmas Adam here in Kufya Tes, Se'if Yud Aleph. Chachmas Adam says that the reason of Chazusa is sufficient even if it's not Lanoi. Right, what would you say? What would he say about Lanoi if there is Noi, if there is Mamashos? That he doesn't address directly. Ravadi just pointed out that he thought the simple reading of Shulchan Aruch is that either reason is sufficient. All right, so this comes up. Let's say, what would a Lamais example be? If a woman has a marker on her hand. So that is Chazusa Ba'alma, but presumably it's not Lanoi. So L'chachila, we definitely would remove such a thing. The Ramosha points out, right, the whole heter of leaving it there it may be limited to the tzaba. You know, the professional who always has a dye on her hands, but Rosh also points out this is. I sent you a scan of Piskei Rav Moshe from a volume 7 of Latorah Lora, which was the journal put out by MTJ. It's not written by Rav Moshe, written by people close to him. I'm not sure who actually wrote it here. But Rav Moshe there points out as well that whatever we hold over here, even if you were to be in theory mako on the shaila of relying on one reason without the other, it still should be governed by the Rama in Sif Aleph that we're machmer even by a miyach ena makmer. So even though you might have argued that if it's only chazusa ba'alma and lenoi, it's even better than a miyach ena makmer, because it's ena makmer, it's not even a miyach, it's chazusa ba'alma. Ramosha thinks that, and this is common practice, that the Chumra, the Rama, that were Machmir, Lechachil, even on a Miyash and a Machmir, would apply to this kind of a situation as well. So the whole instance in which this would theoretically be Nogeya is more in the Bidi Evid situation where something is discovered after one goes to the Mikvah, but as a Lechachila matter, you would have to remove everything regardless. So, on that b'di'evid matter, the Shari Tfila thinks that the practice of poskim is to be makel, to rely on one reason. Others assume that the more common practice is to be machmir. Rav Moshe has another observation there, which is in that same piece that I sent you, but also in a slightly different context in Igros Moshe Chela Gimel Simin Samach Beis. There he's talking about fake eyelashes. Rav Moshe makes the following point, that even if you would assume that Me'ikir Hadin, that which is Lanoi, is not Chotzeis, even let's say we're talking about where it's Lanoi and Chazus of Alma. But even if you assume that that which is Lanoi is not Chotzeis, that's only true if it is, let's say we're talking about nail polish. So nail polish, some poskim present it as having mamashes. So I don't know exactly where you draw the line or in what you would define as having mamashes. But the Rav Moshe says, even if you'll assume that nail polish me'ikra din isn't chotetz because it's anoy, that would only be relevant in a situation in which it's fully there. There's nothing rubbed off. There's nothing chipped off. But if there's a little bit that is faded or rubbed off or chipped off, so then that already makes it into makbid because no one would want to preserve that status quo of having chipped or peeled off nail polish. So then that's definitely going to be makbid and be chotetz. In any event, it's going to be lechachi lechotetz because we're makbid for the chum of the Ramah that even if it's eino makbid b'miyad, we still get rid of it. But in theory, even if you were to be makel, if it's chipped off a little bit or begins to fade, then you can't argue that that's considered lenoy. Rav Vosner says the same thing here in the Shiurei Sheva Halevi. That's where Moshe says that there are no grounds to be mako. Say a woman is going to the mikra Friday night and she wants to wear a lipstick because she's worried that if people see that she's not wearing lipstick, they'll suspect that she went to the mikvah. So Moshe says no grounds to be mako for that. Because anyway, we have this chumra of the Ramah that even if you argue it's chazusa ba'alma and it's lenoy, still you have to get rid of it. And then he says that you don't have to be worried about the fact that someone may surmise that you went to the mikveh because you're not wearing makeup. Because when we talk about the end of Siman Kuf Sadi Tes, Kuf Sadi Ches here, no, the end of Kuf Sadi Tes, the Ramah, that a woman should try to hide the fact that she's going to the mikvah, that means that she shouldn't be mefarsem, she shouldn't make an announcement that she's going to the mikvah. But if someone finds out on their own, or someone surmises that a woman may have gone to the mikvah, that's not a violation, that's not a breach of snias. So he says, even if a woman is uncomfortable, call mikvah Friday night because she knows who the mikvah attendant is, and if it was during the week, she'd go to a different mikvah in a different town, so as not to meet up with the mikvah attendant who she knows. Moshe says that's not shouldn't be consideration. There's nothing to worry about. That's not a violation of sneeze. Sean.
The case
when it's like chipped off, that would be even b'di'evet. Moshe says that would be even b'di'evet chatzitza, potentially. The whole discussion here is only b'di'evet anyway, because of chachila, all these things should be removed. The Rishonim quote the Gemara in Zvachim and Daf Tzadiches. The Rashi there started with quotes of the other Rishonim. The Gemara there is talking about Kibbutz Dam Chatas, right? The din is pasuk that if you have Dam Chatas that gets stuck or gets spritzed on a beged, that beged is toned Kibbutz. So in the context of that discussion, the Gemara there says that if you have dam on a beged, in Hilchas Tevila, dam on a beged constitutes chatzitza. But if the person is a tabach, if he's a butcher, so then that doesn't constitute a chatzitza because it's normal for him to have dam on his clothing. And the Gemara says, same thing, revav al bigdo is chotzeitz, that if he has a stain on his garment, that constitutes a chatzitza. V'yamocha revav huwein chotzeitz. So it doesn't mean that he's sell stains for a living. It means the substance that makes a stain. So the wax or whatever the substance is that makes a stain. So he's in the wax business. So he always has wax on his clothing because that's what he does for a living. So if that's his profession, that's not a chatzitza. So that's the model that we shown in quotes for our din here of Umnasa Bekach. The other question is, Bali Rava, what's the din if he has both dam and revav al bigda? If he has both blood and wax. So the Gemara says, what's the question? If he's a tabach, so he has a revav. If he's a mocha revav, tepek lemishim dam. The Gemara says, let's see, chadavid havaha. So he's both a butcher and a wax merchant. So do we say, achad lo kapit atarti kapit? So you can say that a person isn't makbid if he has one kind of a stain, but two kinds of a stain will be makbid on. O dilma atarti nami lo kapit, or maybe he's not makbid on two as well. The Gemara leaves out the take. So if a person is both a butcher and a wax dealer, wax merchant, and he has both blood and wax on his garment, does that constitute a chatzitza? Is that considered makbid? The Gemara leaves that as a teku. The Rambam paskins, Hilchos Mikvot Paragimel Halacha Zayin. That's the suffix. What does it mean, it's a suffix? The Meiri says, Meiri and Mikvos, because it's a suffix, so if we're talking about a din d'oraisa, if he's being tovel for a din d'oraisa, so then you have to be tovel again. If you're only tovel for a din d'rabbanan, b'shas hadchak, you don't have to be tovel again. The Hilchos Netilas Yadayim, the Magen Avraham points out, Simen Kuf Samach Aleph Siv Zayin, that in this Shaila, let's say you have someone who, either that case, or a person is engaged in two professions, and each profession has its stain of record. So if a person is engaged in two professions with two distinct stains, does that constitute a chazisa? So Magen Avraham passing Simen Kuf Samach Aleph Siv Zayin, Sifkat and Zayin, Tilas Yadayim, we go Lekula, by Hilchos Tevila, we go Lechumra. So Paskins, the Sidrei Tara here in Sifkat and Lamed Aleph, and that's also what the Beis Hillel quotes here on the bottom of the page. Prima Gadim, there on the Magen Avraham, isn't so sure. Prima Gadim thinks that even by Tevila can go Lekula, because we're talking about a Miyad HaMakbid. Miyad HaMakbid is only a din derabanan. So, Safek derabanan lukula. And Moshe assumes that way as well in this piece that I sent you. It's not such a Nogaya Shaila, but the theory is that we could be Mako on Tevila since Miyad HaMakbid is only a din derabanan. Yeah. You mean the Shach who says that all those Ibaiz and Samach Vav, according to many, most Rishonim, are only Lignataris, which you would not come anyway?
Right.
That was the Cheshvan of the Sugya there. Right. Right. Okay. They mean they should treat even that Dinder Rabbanan as a more common than regular Dinder Rabbanan. Okay. Fine. Okay, just this din of Umnasa B'kach, again, it's not something that really comes up so much L'maisa, but the principle, based on the word in the Mitzvachim, is that if someone's Umnasa B'kach, then that which is part of his normal trade doesn't constitute a chasisa. So if someone's in the dye business, they always have dye in their clothing, or always have dye on their skin, it would be no gay here for Shvila, so then that doesn't constitute a chasisa. So what about, so they always have dye on their skin, but they clean themselves off before Shabbos. So does that make it makbid, or is that still ain't a makbid? You never take it off, or you may still take it off in Shabbos, but the fact that you go around during the week that way makes it ain't a makbid. So Rav Moshe assumes, as a Dabur Pasha here in this piece, that even if you're going to remove it for Shabbos, that doesn't make it into Makbid. In the normal course of when you go about your business, you keep it on. The fact that if you were to go to a chasen or you go to a fancy event or you get ready for Shabbos, you would take it off, that doesn't make it into Makbid. The Meiri, that I think is referish not that way. The Meiri in Mikvos, that we, sorry, in Nida, that we quoted earlier, Samachlav on the days, this is a line that I skipped before. So Meiri writes, "Umikani yishlachish b'mashak asabnu b'inyan atzaba or teva shirov b'nei adam asukin b'kach kepedim aleim la'arbe shabbosos." That even though it's a nosa b'kach, but they're makbid to get rid of it Erev Shabbos, and that makes it into makbid. Nevertheless, he says you could be makel because of chazus of alma. So then the Iriya said that we're makel on the reason of chazusa even without noi, or even without umnasu bekach. It says that the fact that you would remove something in Erev Shabbos makes it into a davar hamakbid. And in the Shari Tvila here, he quotes the same from a Tshuvas Maran Ibn Chaviv that I didn't have a chance to find inside. That seems to be a machlo. Again, it's not a terribly nogeya shayla, but the lumdus is interesting, or the theory, that how you would define makbid based on whether you would remove it on Shabbos. Yosef.
Sorry to keep coming back to this.
Yes.
Yosef, but isn't the idea that if it ever, somewhat regular, normal interval, you would take it off. Right. Makes it makbid. So Moshe then you would just be arguing that by saying that unless it's just an exception.
It could be this is a different category with different rules.
Okay. What Moshe, would he say if he has a Leil Shabbos tefila or something like that, then it would be makbid?
Now, Moshe assumes that if you get rid of it for Shabbos, that doesn't make it into makbid. Why would that?
No, but I'm saying if it's right, because it's a normal course of business, if she's not makbid, I'm saying if she dafka had her tefila on Friday night,
yeah,
the time that she doesn't want it.
I don't know. This is whoever is quoting Ramosha. He says that Inyan akpeda ifonashim hisheinan. Boshos leilech berabim kazeh. They're not embarrassed to go out in public like this. They don't speak of liba nor nakiyas bedargus kol hoche sudas chasana. A holik lekavu pnei adam chashuv osho kavet shabbos nimisaber shabbos tovma yerosim asmam yosu lekavet shabbos. The leilech makav chashuv mistama. Even the professional dyers would take a bath before Shabbos, but apparently that's not enough to challenge the kepeda element. Okay, so next time we will go on to fingernails. So you should get going with Sif Yud Ches through Kaf Aleph.